Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Sister Judith Ann's preaching is entitled, Our Lenten Journey Continues.
A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 3. One day, while Moses was taking care of the sheep and goats of his father-in-law Jethro, priest of Midian, he led the flock across the desert and came to Sinai, the holy mountain. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him as a flame coming from the middle of a bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire, but it was not consumed. This is strange, he thought. Why isn't the bush burning up? I will go closer and see. When the Lord saw that Moses was coming closer, he called to him from the middle of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. He answered, Yes, here I am. And God said, Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, because you are standing on holy ground. I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So Moses covered his face, because he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have seen how cruelly my people are being treated in Egypt. I have heard them cry out to be rescued from their slave drivers. I know all about their sufferings. And so I have come down to rescue them from the Egyptians and to bring them out of Egypt to a spacious land, one which is rich and fertile. But Moses replied, When I go to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your ancestors sent me to you, they will ask, What is his name? So what can I tell them? God said, I am who I am. You must tell them, the one who is called I Am has sent me to you. And this is the word of our God. Recently, I was giving a retreat in a very out-of-the-way wilderness location, when a woman who was struggling with a profound mystery in her life came to share it with me. The story was this. She and her husband were fostering a son, though they already had three daughters of their own. Now, this young man, who had been greatly abused in his younger years, was causing them much heartache and anxiety. Yet they loved him deeply and wanted to stand by him. Their daughters, on the contrary, kept reminding them that this adopted brother of theirs was nothing but trouble and could not be trusted. I listened as this troubled mother poured out her pain and her longing to be part of the young man's healing. When she left me on day 3 of the retreat, her plan was to go into the desert with Moses and stand before the burning bush, listening to what God might have to say. Later that day, she handed me a note with a very brief message, which simply read, My husband and I have written this young man into our wills. God has written us into his will. We often blow it, and so does our son. The next day, she came to her session very clear about the call of God on her Lenten journey. It seemed God had revealed the secret of unconditional love to her, and she was experiencing deeply the heart of God. Today, on the third Sunday in Lent, our journey with Jesus takes us back into the desert, where we too can encounter God, the great I Am. Yes, we see Moses taking care of the sheep when an angel of the Lord appears to him as a flame from a burning bush. Though the bush is on fire, it is not consumed, and this makes Moses curious. Then he hears God calling his name, to which he responds, "Here I am." And God tells Moses not to come any closer and to take his sandals off because he is on holy ground. God tells him he is to lead the suffering Israelites out of Egypt. Moses objects, saying he is a nobody. Well, of course, this is exactly the kind of person God needs, one who cannot rely on their own strength. So when Moses asks God what his name is, God replies, "Tell the Israelites, the one who is called I Am has sent me to you." Here we have Moses in the desert, no props, no sandals, vulnerable, a nobody on sacred ground, wanting to know who God is. How does he cope with the mysterious response, "I am"? Moses is broken open to the experience of God. Like Jesus, he is led by the Spirit to a deeper encounter, just as the woman I companioned in the retreat was led into a profound experience of God, which in turn led her to the action of unconditional love. In his Lenten message, Pope Francis reminded us that this Lenten period of 40 days spent by the Son of God in the desert of creation had as its goal that of making it once more the garden of communion with God that it was created to be. May our Lenten journey be along that same path, where we may grow in intimacy with Jesus and bring the hope of Christ to all creation. Here in my country, New Zealand, where we have just experienced our first most horrific act of terrorism and hatred, we desperately need to pray that the great I Am will reveal to us all how to live and love unconditionally as one family. God has written us into his will, and there we remain. May we continue our blessed Lenten journey to this great I Am with Jesus. Amen. Thank you.